Good evening. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Amendments proposed to a bill that would allow easier filling of wetlands in Wisconsin has drawn the support of construction and business interests and the ire of outdoors groups. The bill would exempt non-federal and artificial wetlands from wetland permitting requirements administered by the DNR. Former DNR Secretary and Executive Director of the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation, George Meyer, says a group of sports and conservation organizations are against it. He says the bill originally was designed to allow wetland filling in areas such as an established subdivision. He says his group didn't object to that.
And basically, it would allow the filling in of any wetlands in any city or village or within a mile of any city and village in the state, any wetlands in a sanitary district, or what are known as urban townships. There's several of those across the state. So we're still dealing with over 100,000, maybe 200,000 acres of wetlands.
It says wetlands are critical for wildlife habitat and water quality. In the initial bill, it required for developers to make equivalent or more new wetlands for the ones that were filled in. But the latest bill has taken that requirement out. He says the loss could be up to 200,000 acres of wetlands. Meyer says the legislature is fast-tracking the matter. He says the sports group said enough is enough.
These are valuable acres, but you hunt, fish, or trap in the state. These are important wetlands, and that's why you have TU and DU and the Federation and other groups fighting hard to kill this amendment. We're willing to talk about the amendment that actually gets at the narrow problem they've described.
The Northwoods has a large percentage of top-grade wetlands in Wisconsin. The bill's authors say the existing regulations grant too much protection to low-value wetlands and stand in the way of development. A Langlade County man has picked up a nice check from the Wisconsin Lottery. Ronald Bormiller, a retired factory worker who lives in White Lake, has come forward as the lucky winner of the $100,000 top prize from the December 7th Holly Jolly raffle drawing. Bormiller is a weekly lottery player. He typically plays Badger 5 and only plays Wisconsin games. The winning ticket was purchased at Lakeside Pharmacy on 5th Avenue in Attigo. There were also 50 winners of $1,000 in the drawing and 1,000 winners of $100. The Wisconsin Lottery will offer a new raffle in June of 2018. A dozen people stepped up to the microphone to voice their opinions Monday at a public hearing at a request by the DNR to replace a bridge over the Manitouish River to accommodate a future hike bike trail in the township of Manitouish Waters. The hearing at the community center drew 35 citizens. Of those speaking, 7 were against issuing the permit, 4 favored it. Private funds will finance the bridge, but the DNR owns the property where the bridge is proposed, so it needs the permit. The hike bike trail loop will connect to the heart of the Vilas bike trail system. DNR Northwest District Parks Supervisor Jeff Panucci says the state archaeologist did not find any Native American artifacts at the site. That was a concern previously that had delayed the permit application. The DNR will take written comments on the bridge project until February 8th. They expect to make a decision on the permit February 28th. Great community response means more clothing for the needy. The Rhinelander High School chapter of FBLA DECA launched the 4th annual Jeans for Teens efforts in December, asking the public to donate unneeded jeans for donation. Club spokesperson Abigail Krieger says they had 11 drop-off locations for the drive that ended on January 5th.
And so it was awesome. We had a total of 609 pairs of jeans donated throughout the course of the project. So it was an immense success, and we're very pleased.
The total is double the 300 pairs donated to Frederick Place Homeless Shelter last year. Krieger thanked the community.
We look forward to next year, so save your jeans, everyone. We will be doing it again. It was an immense success, and we're really grateful that we have the opportunity as a high school club to donate and give back to the community that supports us in so many ways with our competition and community service and social activity and endeavors.
Also from Rhinelander High School, the mock trial team competed Saturday in a tournament in Green Bay, taking home first place honors and an award for best attorney. 14 teams competed in the tournament, including Lakeland Union High School and D.C. Everest from this region. Next up for the RHS teams is the regional tournament at the Marathon County Courthouse in Wausau on Saturday, February 10th. Last year, RHS broke its own state record by winning its 31st consecutive regional championship. Taking a look at the weather forecast for tonight, look for mostly cloudy skies, chance of snow showers low around 4 below. There is a wind chill advisory late tonight until about Thursday noon. Wind chill values tonight 15 below. Thursday partly sunny, breezy and cold with steady temperatures around 1 below. And again, the wind chill around 15 below. Thursday night, partly cloudy, low 12 below. Friday, partly sunny and cold with a high near 6. And by Friday night, there's a 50% chance of snow. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Northwoods Cafe with Bill here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.